What will the prices be in September 2017 and beyond for the top cryptocurrencies and some of those that have slid out of the top? Would you join me in looking at these prices? And please leave a like on this video if you'd like me to keep doing more of these and if you'd like me to do some live as well, because that's how I know to do more of these for you. Here's the results I've had so far. I've looked back recently at my predictions for what would go up and what would go down, and I'm predicting somewhere 60 to 70% range correctly, which means around 30 to 40% wrong. What I do, I just look at the patterns in the data. I collect what I'm hearing in the community from researching, from participating on Steam, and then I make some predictions based on all of that in a short format for you. What do I think is going to go up and go down? I think that there's going to be a Bitcoin Cash war, according to some of the articles I've seen online. There's one miner who's behind Bitcoin Cash, who controls almost all of it, who wants to take over for number one. I think this war could end up hurting both Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. However, Bitcoin Cash has just pumped recently. Bitcoin Cash, there's a huge interest in Bitcoin Cash pumping, essentially, if you want Bitcoin Cash to win the war. So Bitcoin Cash might actually pump even a bit more than it already has. It'll be interesting to see how this plays out, whether Bitcoin Cash ends up winning the war. If it ends up losing, I think it will drop unbelievably. But if it wins, then Bitcoin may plummet. There's a couple of things working in Bitcoin Cash's favor. Coinbase said that they're going to adopt Bitcoin Cash. I would guess that means Bitstamp will also adopt Bitcoin Cash. This to me is a very good indication that even though Bitcoin Cash is high, it may go up even more. On the different markets where it's traded, it's already on Bitrex, Bitfinex, Poloniex, BitThumb, CoinOne. It's on a lot of these already, and I think with being added to Coinbase and Bitstamp, I haven't seen any confirmation. Coinbase is definitely adding Bitcoin Cash. I think Bitcoin Cash is in a good position to be over $1,000 in September, although it may drop a little bit more after the pump yesterday. I would say Bitcoin Cash presents the opportunity, if you think it's going to win over Bitcoin, that it might be a good opportunity. What do I think's the number one pump opportunity? And then I'll go over the dumps. I think the number one pump opportunity, this is where almost all of my money is on Steam. I think this is by far the number one pump opportunity. If you look at the data, Steam was up to the number three market cap when it came out a year ago. I joined Steam and started promoting it in June and had a bit of a pump there, but it's since slid back down. It's in a perfect position for an epic pump now after being at the lowest it's been at in a long time. In more than 3 months, it's slid down. Meanwhile, Steam is one of the only cryptocurrencies that actually generates its own traffic. If you go to Alexa.com and look at Steam, you'll notice that Steemit.com, which is the main website, actually generates the most traffic, even more than any of these at the top. Steemit generates huge amounts of organic search traffic. I had an article that pulled 22,000 views within a month or two on Steemit. Steem is generating its own traffic, and it is in for an epic pump. I think Steam could go up 10 or 100 times as people realize that this little sleeper currency may actually be the number one, the first to get mass adoption, even above Bitcoin. Because no one in my real life, uses Bitcoin or any of these currencies, but everyone uses social media. Steam is a working social media. It already got pumped epically when it first came out. It already was over $4. Therefore, I like to buy stuff. I've got over $50,000 in Steam today. I think maybe it's $60,000. It just went over $1.20. So that's where all my money is. I'm betting everything on a hard pump for Steam. So that's enough about Steam. You can see a lot more about that in other areas. So that's my number one pick for a hard pump. Now, what do I pick for a dump? There are several of these that look really good for a dump. I think Neo's in a good position for a dump because it just took an epic pump. So it's not surprising. Neo just went up almost 10 times. I think it's in a good position for a dump. For those that bought it at $5 to dump it and essentially wait for it to go back down and then buy it again and pump it again. If it is really the next Ethereum, you can see Ethereum has been through an epic history of pumps and dumps itself. When it first came out, it was around a dollar. It got pumped up to around 14 or 15, but then it steadily over time went way down as low as 7. So it lost about half of its value, and then it did an epic pump up to 400, and then it's dumped down to 200, and now it's back up to 300. I think Ethereum, with Bitstamp just adding support for it, Ethereum might actually go back up again. It might go back up to $400 or $500, especially if the Bitcoin war gets going really good. Ethereum could pump maybe even to $600 or even $1,000. And if the two Bitcoins clash epically, Ethereum might come out as the winner. And these two might go to war so much that people just switch to Ethereum. I don't use Bitcoin hardly at all anymore. And I think that Ethereum has a good shot in the short term to be number one. Now, Ripple's actually in a decent pump position because Ripple has went through a lot of dump lately. Ripple got this ridiculously high spike before. 3 months ago, I mean, everything I read was crazy about Ripple. Ripple's the, oh my God, it's getting added by the banks. Epic pump on Ripple up to a $13 billion market cap. And now today it has dumped over half of that value back out, down to 15 cents in value. And the Bitcoin price has dumped a lot since then. The Bitcoin price was up as high as however many, 22, I guess that's Satoshis. It was up to 22. The Bitcoin price today is down five times or so from that. So it's down about 80% in terms of actual Bitcoin price. So Ripple is in an epic drop. And I think a lot of these other currencies are going to go through the Ripple drop here. Because looking back at the data over the last several years, this is what happens to most currencies. There's this epic pump at some point. First, there's the flat line where no one's excited. Except the people in the community. All of a sudden, a couple of investors get in early and get a hold of it. And then all of a sudden, the investors like me with Steam, they get in with it and pump and pump and pump. Then it pumps. And then at the top, a lot of those that bought in start selling. It goes down, down, down. And in fact, it's on the way back down to this initial pump right here. Even though the US dollar price is higher, you have to keep in mind the Bitcoin prices went crazy right now. A good war between Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash, where say Bitcoin Cash doubles in value and Bitcoin maybe drops 30% or more, a lot of these others are going to come down with it. In September, I think with the Bitcoin price being as high as it's ever been and the Bitcoin Cash trying to take over and the core developers of Bitcoin wanting to just keep Bitcoin, I think Bitcoin's in a good position to make the most epic drop it's made in a long time. It did, as you can see, it went, well, maybe you can't, my head's in the way here. I'll shrink my head so you can see the data better. So Bitcoin went up as high as 2,700 in one day recently, and then it dumped all the way down to 1,900. I think Bitcoin could very easily in September dump to 3,000, if not 2,000. And then a lot of that value could go into Bitcoin Cash or Ethereum, meaning a lot of these other ones might dump also. Another pump opportunity, Litecoin might be in a good position to pump. It is not even the highest it's ever been in relation to Bitcoin, even though it is up quite a bit lately, Litecoin. I've been using Litecoin to make transactions now. Litecoin might even pump to $100. as the Bitcoin Cash war heats up, and many investors may just take their money out of one or the other, out of Bitcoin out of Bitcoin Cash, and put it into things like Litecoin or Ethereum, say, I'm done with Bitcoin. Bitcoin is old. It's not going to make mass adoption. I personally have stopped using Bitcoin, and I think this is going to be a pattern. I don't like to even hold any Bitcoin. In fact, I have a little play trading balance I have in my Bitrex account just for Bitcoin, and I will take suggestions. If you put in the comments and tell me what you think I should buy, then I will buy that. I'm also, since I already have, if you look at my Steam wallet, you can see I've already got 60,000 in Steam. I'm not just on principle. I'm not buying any more Steam with my play balance. So I would buy even more Steam, but you got to have enough at some point. If you give me a comment and suggest what I should buy next, I value your feedback on it, and I will take a look at it. So I think out of these, Ethereum could pump again in September. Bitcoin Cash could pump. I think Bitcoin may go up a little bit more, but it's probably in September going to drop because this is the highest it's ever been. It may go to 5,000 someday if it comes through the Bitcoin Cash, but I think as it goes through this essentially war with Bitcoin Cash, I think Bitcoin stands to lose the most in the price. And some of these other altcoins are going to suffer a lot from that. New economy movement just got a bit of a pump lately after going down quite a bit, but then it slid back down quickly after that. New economy movement seems to have stability up here, and I'm going to predict new economy movement would be kind of flat for September, not up a whole lot or down a whole lot, or if it pumps a little bit, it'll dump about even. Dash, to me, this is just insane. I had a masternode, and I thought Dash was done at $100, and it's up to $300, but if you'll notice, Dash really hasn't done much relative to Bitcoin since I pumped it in March. When I pumped Dash and told everyone how amazing it was, and then I sold it after it was at about $87, it hasn't went hardly anywhere relative to Bitcoin. Now, the Bitcoin prices went up, and there was an epic Dash pump yesterday from $200 to $300 in one day. But I don't think Dash is on the way to mass adoption. And Dash is basically the, if it doesn't get mass adoption, it's not going to go anywhere. Because it has good features to it. But you see, features don't matter. Users matter. And there's very few, as far as I can see, according to the blockchain transactions, there's very few real Dash users. In other words, people who just use it to buy stuff and send money. What do I use? If I just need to send money, I use Ethereum or Litecoin. There's no need or reason to use Dash. Ethereum and Litecoin both work just as good as Dash does. There's no reason to use it. It's almost pure marketing and pure hype. I think Dash will go through an epic death spiral. And it might pump even a bit more in September before it does it. I think Dash is set for an epic death spiral, as are most of these other altcoins. Most of these coins are in a bubble and they're going to die. If you look back at the history here, where do you get this? I'll show you my historical snapshots. Let's show you what death of cryptocurrencies looks like. Let's look at July 7, 2013. Bitcoin and Litecoin. Now, where's Namecoin, Peercoin, Novacoin, Feathercoin? Where are all these? Have you even heard of these? Have you heard of these? These all went through a death spiral that they didn't come back from. Let's look at 2014. Bitcoin, Litecoin, or Ripple's here. Ripple is here. All right, so there's one that you've heard of from several years ago. Where about the rest of these? Where are most all these coins, it's really easy to start one of these currencies. And most of them are just like startup companies. They will never reach critical mass. There's a ton of hype and excitement, but whenever the death spiral comes, when the lawsuits happen for these ICOs that have raised all this money and don't do anything with it, whenever the death spiral comes, these ones with no real users or very few real users will get wiped out, even if they've been added to exchanges. Same thing here. Look, Bitcoin, Litecoin, Ripple. you look at these and you see that now some of these you might start to recognize. You'll notice, and then Dash appears here at $1.70 finally on January 4th, 2015. The question is, can whatever currency you're interested in handle the death spiral? What's going to happen when the price goes down 90%? Now, when you get used to things at a certain price, it can be really hard. And a lot of these currencies are going to completely break when the price has the big drop. What happened? Will people still use Bitcoin if it goes down 90% and all of a sudden it's 800 for a Bitcoin? I already went through this death spiral with Bitcoin before when it was up to almost over $1,000 and it dropped all the way down under 200 at one point. And it was miserable. But I kept using Bitcoin because it was the best option. When there's a death spiral that goes down, all these altcoins that are faking, that are just hype and excitement, will get annihilated. People will sell all of it and not use them. I have three Dash wallets I set up. I don't use any of them. I sold all my Dash. I'm done with it. Because there's no reason to use it as a user. Absolutely no reason as a normal person to use it as a user. And that applies to almost all of these. Sure, Neo's exciting, but what do I need to do with it as a user? If it doesn't give something to the average user, it's useless. Now, Neo may go up in time. If it's really China's Ethereum, as the hype suggests, it may go up in time. But I think Neo's going to dump before it goes up. All of these, the initial excitement wears off. Steam is a great example of it. Steam was up to number three, huge hype, huge excitement, and dump. Epic dump, down to 7 cents. And this is why I have confidence in Steam, because it already survived the death spiral. It already went from $4 to 7 cents and survived. And it's ready for an epic pump of all time because it's generating its own traffic. A lot of these are a little more than hype. And some of these that are newer, I said on EOS right when it came out, you'd be crazy to buy EOS right when it came out. Initial price, $4. I said, no way do you buy that at $4. And it went up to $4 right after it came up and drop as the initial excitement wears off. I predict EOS will continue to dump. I think it may dump as low as 70 cents, maybe even 50 cents in September. Why? Because they're continuing to print. If you'll notice, the market cap keeps going up a little bit. EOS is continuing to issue a lot more tokens every day, meaning holding your EOS tokens every single day, the ones you have continue to get devalued significantly every single day. They're planning on putting up to about 1 billion of these or so. That means there's a whole lot more of them are going to come out, meaning the ones you have will become comparatively worthless. So EOS and a lot of these other new ones with excitement are going to continue to drop. And you can see they're already dropping waves, huge pump, huge excitement, all the hype. And then where's it now? It's going down and it's sliding down, down, down along with these down here. The fact is, these are like startup companies. Some of these which were hyped up so much a few months ago. Let's look at some of the historical snapshots a few months ago. Let's go over here. Let's see what was a big deal a couple of months ago and where it's at. So let's look at 2017. Let's just look at a couple of these. Let's take January 22nd. We're going to look at this. What was a big deal on January 22nd? Now, you'll see lots of these prices were lower, but let's look at some of these that you don't hear as much about. Made Safe Coin. Where's that? That's gone way down. Argor. Or I think that's how you say it. Now, some of these, sure, they've pumped a lot. Zcash just went up. But you see they've slipped way down. Steam was at 16 cents. It's pumped way up, and now it's down to number 20. Competition is not good. Competition means there's a lot of losers. So let's see, where are some of these? Argor was a huge deal. Where is that at? Now, it's way down here. Now, I'm sure the price is actually a bit higher. But you see, it was up towards the top. And now, while the price is higher, the value relative to Bitcoin is down. So if your value relative to Bitcoin is down, the US dollar price is kind of false. Because if the Bitcoin value drops, which if Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash go to war, and the developers and the users and all of that negative energy goes out among, and there's a big Bitcoin Cash pump and a big effort to convert to Bitcoin Cash, as Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin are very likely to take the energy out of Bitcoin and suck some of it over to Bitcoin Cash. All these other altcoins, Bitcoin price goes down, they go down, we go down, however you want to look at it too. So while the price for this Augur says $20 right now, you look, the Bitcoin price is actually significantly lower than it's been. A lot of these altcoins, even though the dollar price is higher, will go through the death spiral with the Bitcoin price. And you can see these pumps, made safe, pump, huge pump at one point, and then dump. Huge pump, dump. And it's cycles of pumps and dumps. And the thing is, you've got to have your own traffic to make a sustainable currency. You need to have your own website that's actually pulling in a lot of users. And most of these currencies have no organic traffic, meaning the only shot to get attention is when the currency itself gets some excitement. You've got to have traffic coming in on a day-to-day basis when things are boring that keeps bringing more end users in. Zcash, I looked at this and Zcash actually is in a decent position for a pump out of all these. Now, it's had a little bit of a pump right here, but Zcash, it's been pretty flat. It's in a position. Maybe if people decide they don't want to use Bitcoin or Bitcoin Cash, Zcash is in a decent position to pump. But I think most of these other ones, especially if I haven't mentioned them, most of them are going to pump. BitConnect, I mean dump. Most of them are going to dump, especially if the Bitcoin price dumps. I think BitConnect is in a very good position to dump because it just hit this huge high. Now, in the short term, though, there's a lot of transactions and excitement. It might actually go up a little higher first. But you'll notice a lot of these, it's just the Bitcoin price driving these. The Bitcoin price is single-handedly, like if you look at Dash, the Bitcoin price is almost completely driving the Dash price. After the initial pump that I assisted with, after this initial pump in Dash here, then the Bitcoin prices remained relatively stable and in fact fell off from the initial pump a lot. Now, one initial pump up, likely to sell. I think the Dash price will go back to $200. It may go up a little more first, but I think Dash is in a good position to slide down to a couple $100s, especially if the Bitcoin price goes down. These are my price predictions for September 2017. Most everything is in a great position right now to dump. Bitcoin price dumps, almost everything else in a good position to dump. My pick for my moon pick is Steam. It's already been to the moon. It already went up to number 3. Very likely to go back to it. For the long term, I believe Steam will be number 1. Above Bitcoin, above Ethereum, above anything else, I believe Steam will be number 1 because it's the only one of these that is self-sustaining in terms of traffic. That means it brings its own users in through Google search, through social media, through sharing, through videos. It brings its own users in. And it has a blockchain that's really easy to innovate on. And I think it's the pick for number 1. I think Steam price is the only one of these out of the top 100 that has a chance to go up 1,000 times as much. Now, you might say, well, Bitcoin might go to 10,000 someday. It might, but that's only about 2.5 times as high as it is right now. Ethereum could go up to 3,000 someday. That's 10 times as high as it is now. Bitcoin Cash might go to 10,000 someday. That's a little 12-ish times what it is now. Ripple might go to a dollar someday. The only one of these that, to me, that has a chance to go up to ridiculously is Steam. Because Steam has all of the benefits of Facebook, Twitter, and even now there's YouTube and WordPress. Steam has massive value in its blockchain, and there's hundreds of thousands of people actually using it as an end user, and the viral growth cycle right now is about 2 to 3 months. that's going to blow up. So if you make $1 million or 10 or 20 million investing on Steam, if you want to turn 10,000 into $1 million, I'd say Steam is the best bet. If you want to turn 1,000 into $1 million, I'd say Steam is the best bet. That's why I've got everything I can afford to put in there. I've told you about it a bunch of times because a lot of us need to be sold or have things explained repeatedly. Now, you can do whatever you want. You've watched 25 minutes in or you've read 25 minutes in. You can do whatever you want. I've given you the best information today that I have. Thank you very much for watching it. I love you. You're awesome. I hope you have a wonderful day today.